That's what Asr lechol b'shvi. Says it's Asr to go ahead and eat an Esrog on the seventh day on Hashanah Rabbah. So he says, Esrog b'shvi Asr shari hukta lechol shiva. The Esrog is Asr on the seventh day because it was set aside for all 7 days. And he says, afil nifsal achar sh'asr bo mitzvah Asr kol shiva yom. And even became a pasul Esrog after he did the mitzvah. It's Asr all 7 days, fully 7 days. U'b'shvini atzeres mutter. Ashvini atzeres, the Esrog is mutter to be eaten. In Chutz La'aretz is going to be usher even on the eighth day because of the suffix. In Chutz La'aretz, that the Shemini might actually still be Sukkis, and therefore will be mutter on the ninth day in Chutz La'aretz. This is true even if it's on a Sunday. We'll talk about what the Chiddush there is. There are those that usher if it is actually Chal, if the ninth day falls out on a Sunday. We'll see what that issue is momentarily. Let's see, Sitkat and Aleph, Esrog Mashvi, Afilu La'achash Nazis Bo Mitzvaso, even after he finished doing the mitzvah, on the seventh day, it is Aser to go ahead and use it and eat it. Aser, Sitkat and Beis, Ba'achila, Ba'ayin Ma'el, Simen Tav Reish Nun Gimel, he says, see above, Tav Reish Nun Gimel, there, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no Iser against smelling the Esrog, and the Mishaguru explained that the Esrog was set aside only from its primary usage, which is eating, and this is in contrast, remember, to a hadas, which cannot be smelled since that is its primary usage. So that's the issue. Now you have to remember to go back there. The issue of smelling the esrog runs into other issues, that of safek bracha, ayin sham, but in terms of actually the benefiting from the issue of hukta lumitzvaso, the esrog, the issue is in terms of eating it. Sifkot and Gimel, the whole Shiva, it's Muktzah, all full 7 days of Sukkot, so therefore you can't eat a Moshe Rabba even if you finish the mitzvah. And he says, V'mifrisho liyom echad, v'ino osir liyom echad olvad ad halayla. He says, if, this is the Mishnah Berurah, if he set it aside for one day only, then it's only going to be osir for that one day until the night, because in this case, the principle of Migo di'iskatsoi would not osir the esrog for the entire Yom Tov, since it was designated for only one day. It does, however, cause the Esrog to be usher for the entirety of the day for which it was designated, even after the mitzvah was performed, and even if it somehow became possible. So if it was designated from the start for only one day, then that would be okay, and be usher, as we said, until the night. But otherwise, the Esrog, which was designated for all of Sukkot, and you went ahead and you used it on the eighth day, so it's still going to be usher to eat the rest of that day. Comes the Mishnah Berurah explaining why it's going to be usher in Chutz La'aretz even on the eighth day. So we said that's pretty pashut because in Chutz La'aretz it's a suffix yom, maybe still sukkahs. That's why in Chutz La'aretz you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. He says here, Sifkatan, Dalat Af B'Shmini, he says, Duhu Sveik Shvi, because it's a suffix, maybe it's the seventh day. So he says here, the Taz concludes, Taz paskins that if it became possible, one can be megal on the eighth day. However, not so simple, not so fast. However, Mishnah Berurah says, about the carbon asanal cholik, the carbon asanal is cholik, chen kasav chidushay haritva l'achmir. However, the carbon asanal disagrees with him, and so too the chidushay haritva writes to be machmir, that even if the Esrog became possible on the eighth day in Chutz La'aretz, one should not go ahead and eat it. Now, what's this issue of the Shulchan Aruch bringing up two opinions that it's permissible to eat it on the ninth day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, even if it falls out on a Sunday? So, Mr. Berurah here says, Sif Katan, hey, Afilu Chal Liyais. He says, Lo Asrin Leit Mitam Hachana. We don't answer it based on the principles of Hachana. Why? Because he says, Kevan Shekvar Haya Ba'olam Ba'lo Naseh Ba'maisa. This is because it's already existed and no act was done to it. So let's give a little background here, although you should know this from learning Hilchos Yom Tov, but just to get a little bit of a background, the Gemara in Beitza, Beis HaMebeis, states that it is asur min haTorah to eat a Beitza that was laid on Shabbos that immediately follows Yom Tov, when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, or on a Yom Tov that immediately follows Shabbos when Yom Tov falls on a Sunday. And the Gemara derives this from a pasuk that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov, or vice versa. The Gemara further explains that a beitza, an egg, is assumed to have been completed on the day before it was laid. And therefore, it emerges that in the above scenario, if one to eat the egg on Shabbos, it would have been prepared on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or vice versa. And this is usher, despite the fact that the preparation was done not by a person, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he didn't do it. So, we have to point out that this Isser of Achana, which is the Daraisa, should not be confused with the entirely separate Isser de Rabbanan, known as Achana, preparing on Shabbos, right, or Yom Tov for a weekday. For example, making a bet on Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos. The basis of that Isser is that of exerting unnecessary tircha on Shabbos for Chol. That activity does not involve the Isser Dairaisa of Achana, which applies only when something is being actually created, as in the case of a beitza being formed. Now, the Gemara states further that a beitza laid on Shabbos, immediately preceding Yom Tov, is usher on Yom Tov as well. Now, and if it's eaten on Yom Tov, then it would come out that it was prepared for Yom Tov on Shabbos, since the laying of the egg is itself an act of preparation. So now, coming back to our case, that's the background. So he says here that although the Esrog is no longer hukta l'mitzvah on the ninth day, there may still be grounds to aser it because of the Isser, as we said, of Achana, since it was usher on the previous day. So the Mishnah Brura explains that according to this first view, the Isser of Achana, in fact, does not apply here, for the reason that he goes on to provide. And basically, he says, the reason is because it already existed and no act was done to it. Meaning, specifically, a beitza laid on Shabbos, which had not yet been present and underwent the physical process of being laid, that is considered to have been prepared on Shabbos for the next day, right, which is Yom Tov. Not so in our case, where no physical change was experienced by this esrog, neither by humans nor by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it became usable by itself because the Isser went away. And this opinion holds is not considered Hachana. However, the Shulchan Aruch created another opinion. Yesh Osrim, V'chal Liyos, V'echad B'Shabbos. So look at the Mishnah Brura, Yesh Osrim. This opinion, Svira Lehu, V'gam B'zeh Shayach Hachana, Kevin Shahaya, Aser B'yono. This opinion holds that Hachana is applicable even here. Why? Because it was Aser on the day of Shabbos. And he says, see Elio Rabba. He says, Ayein Elio Rabba Shekasa, Diladas Hatzorech, sorry, Dilas Hatzorech. In a time of need, Yesh Lohata, you can be Mego, Sherov, Poskin, Vitiru, because most Poskin, Vitiru. Now, what does this opinion hold? This opinion disagrees with what we said above before, the Sharitzian's rationale that we stated before. And this one holds, okay, that no physical change is necessary to constitute Hachana. The very fact that the item was usher on the previous day and becomes permitted, that constitutes Hachana. And the Mincha Shlomo explains that without the existence of the eighth day, the ninth day would be the eighth day, and the Esrog would be Aser. So it comes out, emerges, that the existence of the eighth day facilitates the permissibility of the Esrog on the ninth day. And as far as usability, it essentially creates the Esrog, since in our case, the eighth day is Shabbos, so it emerges that Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov. Okay, this is the basic issue. Without getting too complex here, and just one other thing should be pointed out, that the seventh day of Sukkot does not fall on Shabbos. All agree that the Esrog is going to be permitted on Simchas Torah. There's no problem of Achana from the first day of Yom Tov to the second day of Yom Tov. Okay? Mr. Brura, back there, in Taf Kuf Yud Beis, Sifkat Yud Ches, he explains that the 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, based on Safek, as to which day is really Yom Tov, he says that fact basically results in that if the ninth day is the real Yom Tov, the previous day wasn't. And so the Esrog was prepared for use on a weekday. And if the eighth day is Yom Tov, and the ninth day is a weekday, and therefore is not subject to the Isser of Hachana. We move weiter, Sif Beis. Now, although we just learned that an Esrog is Mukta for all 7 days of Sukkot, that's only when one intends to use the same Esrog, as we said, for the entirety of the Yom Tov. We pointed this out already. Here, the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass that if one designated 7 Esrogim with the intention of using a different one on each day of Sukkot, each one is going to be also only for that day, but permitted for the next day. And the reason for this is As we said, there's such a case, there's an implied stipulation that each one is designated for only one day. So let's see. If someone sets aside seven esrogim for the 7 days of Sukkot, he's going to be kayan, his mitzvah with each one, and he can eat it the following day. But to eat it on that day, the day that he's fulfilling the mitzvah, that's also because it was set aside for the entirety of that day. Sif katam zayin. So he says that he's going to be yotze with each one of these seven esrogim that was set aside for the 7 days of Sukkah, and he can eat it the following day. Mishnah Brura, b'machar, lizis lav dafka, b'lodeh b'layla mutter. He says, the truth is, even that night he can eat it, because it's already the next day. He goes on, shitas ri bar baruch, mistapek eich dino v'inin b'yash fashos. However, the shitas rivav, he questions the status of the Yesod regarding Bein Hashmashos. Ayin Sham, the issue is actually brought down in the Ilchus Chag B'Chag, the explanation of the Rivav's Safek. Interestingly, that the Bar Halacha on Sif Aleph, Dibur Masel Esrog B'Shvi, he quotes Rishonim who seem to take for granted that the Esrog is for sure Aser and Mukta during Bein Hashmashos. We now move on to Tuf Resh Samet Vav, Dinei Sukkah B'Yoyim HaShvi. Now, a significant part of this sif deals with an issue related to the deraisa of Baal Tosef. Now, if someone were to sit in a sukkah on the eighth day of Sukkot with intent to perform a mitzvah, he would for sure transgress this Baal Tosef because he's effectively adding on an eighth day to the mitzvah, right? Because the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah 7 days. But if he has no intent to perform a mitzvah, but sits there merely out of convenience, then he's not going to be over. Nevertheless, it's also, we don't want him to do so because it appears as if he is in fact adding on to the mitzvah, unless certain measures are taken to ensure that he has no intent to perform a mitzvah, as the Shulchan Aruch will explain. Now, this becomes very relevant for a person who wishes to continue eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, or on Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, because exactly what we just said, and he does it because he has nowhere else to eat, and that will become relevant. Now, a very common application of the halacha is if one holds a kiddush in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, right? Or on Simchas Torah, this is where practically this comes up. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, a person has to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's treated as if it might actually be the seventh day of Sukkot, as the Shulchan Aruch mentions. But there's no concern at all for Baal Tosef sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz because the Torah invested the Chachamim with the power to establish a mitzvah de Rabbanan that will not be Baal Tosef. This is the Rashba Rosh Hashanah, quoted by the Gra, actually here. So that's the reason why there's no issue of a Safek Isser Baal Tosef in Chutz La'aretz when you sit in the Sukkah. Sima Tov Reish Tavapod, Aleph. Afa Pishu Gamar Lechol B'yam Ashri Shachlis L'Yisar Sukkosai. Even after one has finished eating on the morning of the seventh day, he should not go ahead and dismantle his Sukkah. Look at the Shabbat. Lo yistar sukkas. Oh, deha kol hayom chavasa lishon v'shaneisham v'ikla la ikla leisudasa sarach lechol v'gava. He says because for the entirety of the day he has a chiyuv to sleep and learn there, and also if he happens to eat a meal, he must eat in the sukkah. Now the Ran in sukkah chaf gimel amud aleph in the Rif, he gives a different reason why one should not dismantle the sukkah. Ayin sham. We now continue on. Aval, motzi hu esakelim mimena mimamincha ulamala umisakein esabayas lechod yom tov achron. However, he should remove the kelim from the sukkah from the time of mincha and onwards, because he should be preparing the house in honor of the last day of yom tov, i.e. Shmini Atzeres. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis minamincha ketana. It's from the time of mincha ketana. That is when he should already start taking in the kelim, which is about 2.5 shalos zmanios before nightfall, and at that time it is already appropriate to show that one is preparing for the oncoming yom tov. We continue on. Vayter v'im ein lo lefanos kelav v'rotze lechol ba bishmini. Tzarech lifchais ba makayim arba arba lasos heker shu yoshe ba shalo l'shein mitzvah sukkah shalo yeh nireh kemosif. He then goes there and he says, let's say a person has nowhere to move his kalim, and he therefore wishes to eat in the sukkah on the eighth day, so he has to do something. He has to make a breach in the schach, an area of 4x4 tvachin, in the schach. This will be a indication that he's sitting in it without intent for the mitzvah of sukkah. So, in this way, it does not appear as if he is doing Baal Tosif. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel. What does it mean? He has nowhere to move his kalim in Eino Lefanos. It really just means that he has no other place to eat, and he therefore needs to, he for whatever reason, needs to eat on the last day of Sukkah. And Shmini Atzeres, he needs to go ahead and eat on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. So in that, again, we're talking here in Eretz Yisrael, or on Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz. It says, Akol Panim, Tzarech Lifchais Ba. So he wants to go ahead and he wants to eat there on Shmini Atzeres. So minimally, in that case, at the very least, he has to breach some of it. And he says, it would seem that this should be done only right before B'nish Mashos, because he might have occasion to eat in the sukkah again. And as you know, removing the schach is going to pass the sukkah. So he has to go ahead and make a breach. Dalad al dalad, sif katan dalad, arba al arba, da'af agav da'avir poseril, b'shlosha tvachim. He says, even though three handbreadths of airspace, three tvachim of airspace, invalidates a sukkah, nevertheless, we call makom, ein ha'heker kol kach im lo kishet poches paschach arba al arba shu shir makom chashuv. He says, such an invalidation is not noticeable unless he goes ahead and breaches an area of Dalad al Dalad, which is considered a Makom Chashuv. So the point here is that it's not sufficient to pasul a sukkah. Rather, it has to be clearly noticeable that the sukkah has become pasul, because this basically follows the Rishonim, that besides the fact that it has to be a heker, it has to be noticeable, you also have to go ahead and pasul the sukkah. There are actually opinions that hold that the Dalad al Dalad doesn't even invalidate the sukkah, and there's a way you could do it in a way that it would not hassle the sukkah. But again, we can't get into that over here right now. So that's what you have to do. You have to go ahead and make a dalad al dalad area that will both be hassling the sukkah as well as making a heker that you are not fulfilling the mitzvah, so it doesn't appear to be a baal tosif. Continue on, sif katan hey. Hey, Kim Mosif, are concerned if you don't make this Dalad al Dalad breach that it will look like Nira Kim Mosif. He says, Sif Katan Hey, Aval, Mosif Mamish Lo Nikra Lavoralav Mi Shum Bal Taisif, Kevin Amis Gavin L'Shem Mitzvah. He says, but actual Bal Taisif to be actually over. We're not concerned here, because he doesn't have intent, as we pointed out yesterday, he doesn't have intent l'shem mitzvah, for the sake of a mitzvah. Because, as we pointed out, k'mo shekasavnu le'el, b'simen tuf reishin aleph sif yud dalid, we pointed out that back there, that in order to be over bal toisef, outside of the mitzvah's prescribed time, according to all opinions, again, I might skip the words, he says, "Deshalo bizmano boi kavana lo sif lekuliyama k'moshe kasabnu el b'sim tafresh and alaf sif yudalid." Right, that in order to be over the iser of al toisif outside of the mitzvah's prescribed time, according to all opinions, a person has to have intent to add on to the mitzvah, as again we saw in tafresh and alaf. And in this case, he already is already done with the mitzvah. It's already the next day. But the point is, it will, and he has not kavanah to be kind of mitzvah. But the point is, it's nira kimoisif ala mitzvah. We move weiter in the Ramah. The imrotza lechol b'sukkah achar achag ain't tzarech l'chosba. Lo nira kimoisif rak b'yoyim shmini. He then says, however, if a person wants to eat the sukkah after Yontov, meaning after Shmini Atzeres, or Chutz La'aretz after Simchas Torah, he does not need to go ahead and breach any of the Sukkah's roof, because it only is a Nira Kemosif on the eighth day. Sifkatan Vav, it only appears, right, Rak V'yom Shmini, Mitneshu Samach Achad. It's because it is close to the Yontif, it is attached to the Yontif, since it goes from the seventh to the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael, or the eighth to the ninth day in Chutz La'aretz, that's why it's going to be Nira Kemosif. But if you stand, sit in it outside of Sukkot, it does not look like you're trying to add to the mitzvah. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hutzrach L'Sog B'Shar Hayom Tarech Lechol Basukka Shemitzvasa Kol Shiva. He says, if a person needs to eat during the remainder of the seventh day of Sukkot, he has to eat in the Sukkah, because the mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah applies for the entire 7 days of Sukkah. Sukkot. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, B'Shar Hayom, Afilu Ben HaShemashos. Even Ben HaShemashos, he will have to eat in the Sukkah because of Safek Mitzvah. He says, now, coming on to the Shulchan Aruch, what about Chutz La'aretz? Chutz La'aretz, Shetzarech Leshev B'Shmini, Chutz La'aretz, you have to sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, as we pointed out. So, Gamar Melechol B'Yom HaShmini, if you finished eating Yom HaShmini, once again, Morid Kelav Mufana Osam Menu, you can take the kalim out. Oh, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Ches Gomer Lechol B'Yom HaShmini. Hainu She'ein Daito O Lechol Klal Hayom. Talking about he doesn't have any intention to eat anymore on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, that's when he can take the kalim out, because the Ilav Hachi Yemikla B'Shabbes Sarach Lasos Suda Shlishis Basuka. He says, if this wouldn't be the case, then let's say on Shabbos, when you have to do Suda Shlishis in the Sukkah, you're going to have a problem because you have to eat in the Sukkah. The whole Yom, as we said, is a Chiyuv to sit in the Sukkah, Mishum Sveika the Yom. So it means after you finish eating in the Sukkah, where you have no intention on the eighth day anymore to eat in the Sukkah, after, let's say, the morning of Shmini Atzeres on a non Shabbos day, so you bring in the Kalim, Morid Kalim. I knew from when. Once again, from Minchak Tana and onward. The Shmini Lebnei Chutz La'aretz, because the eighth day for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, who kamo Yom Shvi Eretz Yisrael. So when do you start taking the Kelim out? After Minchak Tana. Because before this, it doesn't appear that you're doing anything L'chol Yom Tov. Vayein B'Sof Simon Tav Reish Samech Zayin Uma Shekasavnu Sham. He says, check out at the end of Tav Reish Samech Zayin what he's going to be writing there. Continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, on the Shmini, Im ein lo makom lo rias kelev, rasa lechol b'chi. So once again, if he doesn't have a place to eat on the ninth day, Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, eina yachol lefchos ba mipnei shehu yom tov, uma yaseh lehakera. So he says, if in Chutz La'aretz, where one has to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, and he finishes eating on the eighth day, and he, right? Normally, again, that's when he would bring in his kalim and move from the sukkah. But, once again, he needs to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. On Simchas Torah. It's in the Chutz La'aretz. He wants to eat in the sukkah on Simchas Torah. And again, we run into this issue of Nirek HaMoisif. But now, guess what? He can't make this breach. Why can't he make this breach? Because it's Yom Tov, right? Any Yachal of Chosba. He can't go ahead and make the dalad al dalad breach. So what's he going to do? What could he go ahead and do for a heker in order to be able to eat and, let's say, have kiddush in the sukkah on Simchas Torah? So he says, if the sukkah was small in a way that it would be usher to place a candle in it on the other days of Yom Tov, so what he should do is he should place a he should go ahead and place a candle inside it. So what is he talking about over here? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. She'asur laniach baner. Kidil el b'sim tafresh lametef sif aleph ayin sham b'mishnah Berurah. So there the Mishnah Berurah explains that as long as the sukkah is small enough that there's a concern of the candle coming too close to the walls and igniting them, so one should not bring the candle into the sukkah, because if he eats in the sukkah, okay, it's a concern, and you can't bring a candle into a sukkah while it is still being used as sukkah, as a sukkah. So he says that's what one should go ahead and do. And now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. So he should place a candle inside it, right? Yud Aleph, Yani Chenaba. Ayin Prima Gadim, Shibistapik, Yaniach Ba Bishmini, O Lai Daka Bishmini. He says, check out the Prima Gadim, who's unsure whether one should place the candle in the sukkah on the eighth day from Mincha Ketana, or to perhaps only on Olai Davka B'chi, Ushmini Safik Shvi, Hu Lidida. Because the eighth day is really possibly the seventh for us. What's he talking about? So the Prima Gadim is basically raising the possibility that the measure of bringing a candle into the sukkah should not be done at the end of the eighth day in preparation for the ninth. And the reason for this is that he might still need to eat in the sukkah. And it is usur to bring a candle into a sukkah while it's still being used. He might still need to be eating in the sukkah. He might still eat in the sukkah on the eighth day of Chazaras. So rather, the candle should be brought in on Simchas Torah. Now, although in Eretz Yisrael, the tzchach is breached towards the end of the seventh day, even though it is possible that one will need to eat a meal in the sukkah, that is because the breaching cannot be done on Yom Tov. So there's not going to be any alternative. He goes on the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein etzadik b'sefer Maimon Mordechai shelo yachdis bo ner ukar b'shmini. And the sefer Maimon Mordechai says he's inclined to paskin that one should not bring a candle or pot into the sukkah on the eighth day. Dulai yitzarif l'chol bo v'yir shalom l'fasla, because on the eighth day he may need to eat in the sukkah, and therefore he cannot passel the sukkah. However, in the Piskei Arush, he says, Anam, the Piskei Arush, Matsasi Behedya Bishmini, like Avanaso, Gam Kane, Bisok Shmini. However, in the Piskei Arush, he found clearly stated that this is done on the eighth, and perhaps his Kavana there is at the very end of the eighth, to continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Vimigidola, Shemutter Laniach Ba Haner, if it's a big sukkah where one is allowed to put in a ner, Machnis Ba Kaderos Ukaros Vichayetzi Behem, Vilahakir Shi Psula, Shibar Nigmara Mitzvasa. He says he should go ahead and bring in Kaderos and Karos to show that it's possible. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Lahakir Ba Shi Psula, Hamachaber Naka Lashon Harif, Besof Sukkah, Vayin Sham, Viran, Viramban, De'ena Kavana, Shenifsa Lavakah. The Shulchan Aruch here is using the formulation of the Rif at the end of the Sukkah, and the Ran there, and the Ramban, point out that the Rif does not mean to say that the Sukkah actually becomes Pasul by bringing in these items. Like you bring Kaderos in, the Karos in, and it's going to make a Pasul. And again, you can't make a Pasul on the eighth day. So rather, the Rif means to say, what does he mean to say? El Ratzal Omar, She'osa Heker L'Pasul. She'ena Yoshev Ba B'Torah Sukkah Sachah. Rather, all he means to say is that one makes a symbolic gesture leaning towards, like, passeling it, so as to show that he's not sitting, right? To show she'ena yosheba b'teres sukkah sachar. To show that he's not sitting in it in his capacity of fulfilling the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah on sukkahs. And he says, v'ein le'el sim tofei shalom tes, shiv mishnah berurah, sikat nvav, u shar tzion. He says, check out over there. And the shar tzion actually, over there, points out that a couple of things. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah there points out that the Yevet, if one did bring pots into the sukkah, it's not possible. And also the Shaar Tzion there quotes the Shaar Adam, who quotes the Rif as paskening that the sukkah is midrabanan usher while the pots are inside it. However, the Shaar Tzion quotes the Ran and the Ramban, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over here, who states that the Rif does not mean the sukkah is actually possible at all. Shaar Tzion writes there that one should be machmir and not recite a bracha while the pots are in the sukkah, out of concern for the Chai Adam's position.